Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning now. 7:49 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A record for COVID-19 cases reported in Kansas for a 7-day period. 16% positive test results.
Two.
Supreme Court nominee Barrett facing tough criticism from Democrats.
One.
First presidential debate tonight. Trump and Biden square off in Cleveland. And you can hear it right here on KNSS. Three big things, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, watch out around McConnell Air Force Base. About an hour ago, we had a security incident reported there. Now we're hearing that all gates are closed. They've kind of locked the place down there as they're investigating this, what they're calling an incident there at McConnell Air Force Base. You might see some traffic slowdowns in the area. Be careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 50. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 83. Warming up a bit. Now partly cloudy. 45 degrees, and we have a north wind at 9 miles per hour. NASA embarks on an ambitious mission.
Fox on set.
NASA is looking for help to light up the dark side of the moon. Since nighttime on the moon can last up to 2 weeks and temperatures dip drastically low in the dark, the space agency will need something other than just solar to keep the lights on for any long-term stays on the lunar surface. The space agency is partnering with HeroX for a Watts on the Moon crowdsourcing challenge, and there is $5 million up for grabs. It's a three-phase challenge, and NASA will pick three winners at each phase. If a team makes it all the way to the third phase, they'll work with NASA to build the actual hardware for a functional demonstration on the moon. Hopeful participants need to address energy distribution, management, and storage. Of course, some of the solutions presented may find a home here on Earth. HeroX CEO Christian Cotacchini reminds that the saying goes, shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars. And that's what our talented team of problem solvers will be doing. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
The stock market clawed back some of its September losses Monday. The S&P 500 rose 53 points. The Dow gained 410 points, while the NASDAQ climbed 203 points. And now some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. The aviation unit of General Electric has announced that it has earned Federal Aviation Administration certification of the GE9X engine that will power the Boeing Company's 777X wide-body aircraft. The milestone marks progress on a program with production ties to Wichita, where Spirit AeroSystems builds the forward fuselage and other components of the aircraft. The 777X schedule had been previously delayed due to issues with the new engine, meaning the certification marks the clearance of an important hurdle on the new passenger jet's path toward the market. Textron Aviation Defense has announced that it has won a $162 million contract from the Royal Thai Air Force for military training aircraft. The deal includes 12 of the Wichita-built Beechcraft T-6C Texan II aircraft, along with related training program of training systems, spare parts, and ground support equipment. Training of pilots and maintenance workers will begin in Wichita in 2022, while the aircraft, which will be called the T-6TH in Thailand, will begin being delivered later in the year through early 2023. Never mind that hundreds of schools have made the SAT and ACT entrance exams optional for students applying for entry in the 2021-22 academic year. A new study indicates dozens of campuses will not even consider standardized test scores if they are submitted. That's putting a billion-dollar industry on notice. The Wichita Business Journal here with Steve and Ted on this Tuesday morning. Today is National Coffee Day. The perfect cup of Java.
Ah.
There are four components to a perfect cup, according to one expert. That is aroma, body, acidity, and flavor.
Okay.
Or to me, if it's hot and dark, that's about it. I'll take mine with just a little bit of sweetener in it. Jed, you load yours up with a cream and sweetener as well, right?
Well, only it kind of depends. I drink coffee black, but only if it's of exquisitely high quality.
Yeah,
be really... Folgers, I will probably just drink with some cream and sugar just to kind of disguise the taste.
And right here at the on the table, my cup is filled with Prairie Fire coffee, which we serve right here at KNSS.
That's right. Because, I used to drink coffee a lot. I used to be a big kind of coffee snob connoisseur. And then I started working here and working nights, and I basically stopped because...
Well, it is coffee day. Celebrate if you will. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have a preview on tonight's debate in Cleveland.
That's right.
Jed has sports.
Where we have a review of last night's Monday Night Football with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Plus, you're going to bring us some entertainment news as well today.
Oh, that's right. You know, Steve, we'll give you an update from some stuff that happened yesterday on television. I think you'll be happy with it. That's all coming up on The Blur with entertainment news.
In the 8 o'clock hour, traffic and weather as well with Steve and Ted. Keep it right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.